He that walketh with wise men and women shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Huh? Now, the third way to seek God's wisdom, our first way is admit we need God's wisdom. Some may say admit we need God's wisdom. Two, pursue God's wisdom. And now three, and I'm almost done, apply God's wisdom to our lives. See, Solomon failed because he didn't build and maintain clearly defined and intentional guardrails. We're talking about the wisest man that ever walked the earth besides Jesus Christ, given more than anybody else. But Solomon, as you well know, he had a wreck, a big wreck. He didn't maintain and clearly defined and intentional guardrails. He didn't have them. Amen. God told him, don't build shrines to those false idols, to those false gods, even if your wife wants you to do it. And they did. He married heathen women. What'd the man have? 700 wives and 300 concubines? What are you going to do with 700 wives? You can't even take care of one, let alone 700. Good God Almighty. Jesus, help us. That boy had some issues. He didn't start out like that. I mean, no, that wasn't God's wisdom. Woo. That boy needed some guardrails. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been said, good intentions without faith, actions are pointless. Amen. And little compromises end up with big consequences. Little compromises end up with big consequences. It's just a little thing you think over here, but it's going to cause a big thing over there. See, we close our mind to what he said there, but now you got to deal with what's over here. God told Jeremiah, he says, they hear your words. You sound real good. It's real nice. But they have no intention of doing what you're saying. They're going to keep doing what they're doing. Are you going to keep doing what you're doing? Then you're going to keep getting what you're getting. And worse. I'm just telling you the truth. The hour is late. We live in a perilous and dangerous time. There is no time to mess around. I don't care what age you are. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. We got madmen that we're trying to deal with, that we have to deal with, that could cause so much. Whew. We got to pray, church. Pray for our leaders. God, give them wisdom. Give them strength. We live in a dangerous world, do we not? We don't like to think about it. I thank God for God. I take one day at a time. Huh? Every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. I thank God for every day. Thank you, Lord. The sun came up today. Thank you, Father. It's a gift. I receive it. I'm going to live like it's my last one and plan like I got forever. I'm not going to let any devil rob me. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and I will be glad in it. The devil wants you to get up and say, this is the day it's going to be your worst, and you're going to be the saddest sad sack you ever had, you ever were. You got to frame. We learned that on Wednesday night with the faith, intentional faith. Frame your day. Frame. I'm framing my day. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. Good intent without faithful actions are pointless. A little compromise will end up with big consequences. Someone said recently, dangerous place is our world, not because of those in it, but those who don't do anything about it. I think maybe that's true in one way, but I think the other is true. There are some dangerous people. But he said the real danger is those who don't do anything about it. I mean, no, that's more dangerous to you than any madman. You can be more dangerous to yourself than anybody around you. And there's some dangerous people around out there. It's also said, matter of fact, my daddy used to tell me, Ronnie, now you know, hell is paved with good intentions.